Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Florida braces for Hurricane Milton. We have the story. Wichita police investigating a murder-suicide. We have that story as well. Hurricane Milton is churning across the Gulf of Mexico with Florida in its sights.
The impacts of the storm are expected to start hitting Florida's west coast late Tuesday or early Wednesday, with potentially life-threatening storm surge, damaging winds, and torrential rain. State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie told reporters,
"We are preparing, and I have the State Emergency Response Team preparing, for the largest evacuation that we have seen, most likely since 2017, Hurricane Irma."
Milton is expected to march across the peninsula and hit the east coast of the state later in the week. The National Hurricane Center warns some areas may get up to 12 inches of rain, and this is happening as many communities are still clearing out the destruction left by Hurricane Helene. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide shooting in southeast Wichita yesterday morning, the 800 block of South Edgemoor. Police say a man broke into a residence armed with a handgun. The deceased, a 26-year-old man and a 21-year-old woman, believed to be former domestic partners.
A pedestrian was hit by a car in South Wichita Sunday night near the intersection of Northern and Hydraulic. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirms that a woman suffered potentially critical injuries. No other details were immediately available.
The Democratic presidential candidate talking about her campaign and other issues on a popular podcast.
Vice President Kamala Harris describing her fight for women's reproductive rights on the podcast Call Her Daddy.
The basic right any individual of whatever gender has to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do.
And making a pitch for voting in elections.
Never let anybody take your power from you. And voting is one of the ways that you use your voice to determine who your government will be and what your future will be by your government.
She also urges women to stand up to excuses that could hold them back.
And this is the one that kills me. Oh, it's going to be a lot of hard work, right? As though we don't like hard work.
Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin Sunday. Fox's Bill Malusian reports.
Donald Trump is doing a big-time blitz on battleground states where he is targeting working-class voters. He was in Wisconsin today, Pennsylvania yesterday, and Michigan on Thursday. He wrapped up speaking here in Juneau, Wisconsin. It was actually his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in the last 8 or 9 days alone. And one of his biggest applause lines today came when he was talking about mass deportations. Now, on Saturday, Donald Trump was in Butler, Pennsylvania, exactly 12 weeks to the day since an attempted assassination against him that almost took his life back in July. He spoke in front of an absolutely enormous crowd in Butler and was joined on stage by Elon Musk.
Vice President Harris is set to appear on an election special of 60 Minutes tonight. Trump was also supposed to be on that show, but his campaign says that's been canceled.
Today marks 1 year since Hamas invaded Israel. And Israel is facing another threat now from Iran-backed Lebanese Islamist terror group Hezbollah. Fox's John Scott reports.
Israel is on high alert as it marks the somber one-year anniversary of Hamas' October 7th massacre and attacks on Israeli communities. At least 1,200 people were killed and more than 250 others taken hostage. It's believed more than 100 people are still being held captive in Gaza. The day is already off to a tense start with Hezbollah firing rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel. At least 6 people are hurt. This all coming as the Middle East inches closer to a regional war. Right now, Israel is ramping up its air and ground operations on Hamas in Gaza and on Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Israel launched missiles at a mosque in northern Gaza yesterday, killing 19 people.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Chiefs Monday Night Football, Royals Monday Night Baseball in the playoffs. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Oklahoma's top education official is seeking to purchase 55,000 Bibles that match one endorsed by former President Donald Trump. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. Steve's in the morning, KNSS now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. on this Monday morning. Oklahoma's top education official is seeking to purchase 55,000 Bibles that match one endorsed by former President Donald Trump. The request is part of Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters' ongoing efforts to require Bibles in every classroom. Walters is seeking to spend $3 million in state funds for Bibles that include U.S. historical materials.
The United Nations Migration Agency says nearly 6,300 people have fled their homes in the aftermath of an attack in central Haiti by heavily armed gang members. At least 70 people have been killed. Nearly 90% of the displaced are staying with relatives in host families. 12% finding refuge in other sites, including a school. The International Organization for Migration has said all this in a report.
A statue of Christopher Columbus that was pulled from its perch in Virginia has found a new home.
It was spray-painted, set on fire, and submerged in a pond in Virginia. But an 8-foot-tall bronze statue of Christopher Columbus is on display again, just north of New York City in Rockland County, New York. The monument that once stood outside the entrance to Bird Park in Richmond was uprooted in 2020 and defaced by protesters during the nationwide riots that erupted following the death of George Floyd. Columbus is credited with discovering the New World, but the Italian explorer is considered a contentious figure in U.S. history for his treatment of indigenous communities. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Just in time for the holidays, there's a cold cut crisis in the making.
Blame the African swine fever. It has swept across Italy in the last 2 months, forcing farmers to slaughter 90,000 pigs. That will likely trigger shortages of some savory pork products like salami, mortadella, and pancetta, delicacies found in almost every supermarket deli counter, sandwich shop, and Italian restaurant in the U.S. And liverwurst is getting harder to find, with Boar's Head's decision to stop making it after a listeria outbreak led to the recall of millions of pounds of deli meat. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 8:09. Make it 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, we've got a non-injury traffic accident. You'll want to watch out for this. Could be slowing things down. It is at George Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. It's an area to watch out for there, non-injury traffic accident. We've also got some heavy traffic on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras eastbound on Kellogg, and it's between West and Meridian. Traffic update for 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We have a pretty nice day ahead as we start the new week, expecting more sunshine. High of 79 degrees, a little bit above average for this time of year, but not going to be too warm out there. Northeast wind going to be light while switching out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now a few clouds, east wind at 6 miles per hour, 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, 10 in the morning. High temperature was 83 degrees Sunday in Wichita. Normal high is 75, and we are now nearly 8.5 inches below normal on our rainfall, our measurable precipitation. 8.5 inches. The last measurable rain came September 23rd. I was talking with the National Weather Service this morning, and he was telling me that it was 13 days ago. So we've had another dry spell going. Longest rainless streak this year was 27 days, ending in March. I forgot about that one, Ted. But record for Wichita is 67 days without measurable precipitation, and that record was set in 1936 when it was just the hottest, worst weather year ever.
It's not good.
There was a lot of records broken in 36 by the heat and so forth. Right in the middle of the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The Supreme Court back in session. They're going to hear arguments, first arguments of the term this week, and we want to check in with Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern and find out some of the big cases they're going to be looking at. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Yeah, one of the biggest cases that they're going to take on, a Second Amendment case, actually, is early in this term, starting tomorrow. One of the challenges that has reached the court is these regulations over the last couple of years, certainly during the Biden administration, that have targeted those so-called ghost guns, these kind of firearm assembly kits. And the White House, the ATF has changed regulations that kind of treat those as regular firearms that would fall under current existing federal law. That is being challenged, the argument being made that they are not should not be defined that way, given the way that that law is written. So the Supreme Court's actually going to take that up tomorrow in what is a pretty significant Second Amendment challenge when you consider the types of regulations here that the Supreme Court takes up.
Okay, so we got guns. What else is on the agenda there?
The death row is going to come up this week as well, the death penalty. This has been a case that has come to the Supreme Court a couple of times in various fashions. It involves a defendant out of Oklahoma named Richard Glossop. He was convicted for a 1997 murder for hire. He is arguing that he had his constitutional rights violated because prosecutors failed to disclose psychiatric treatment of a key witness, basically arguing that witness testimony ought not have been either allowed or certainly should have been questioned more in a way that it wasn't. So it kind of goes into that part of evidentiary law about what's allowed, what isn't allowed, what should be disclosed, what doesn't need to be disclosed, particularly when you're talking about the death penalty, when you're talking about the types of penalties that the Supreme Court says have such a high standard of burden for prosecutors. And then over the next few months, the Supreme Court's going to take a look at some environmental regulations, again, that have been put in place by the Biden administration. They are considering some of these state laws that concern gender-affirming care for minors, for children. And they are also taking up a First Amendment case out of Texas. The legislature in that state has put in place a law that requires an age verification system for websites with adult content. That is being challenged on First Amendment grounds. So we've got the death penalty, we've got the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, some of these environmental regulations, and then some of these new challenges that have come up over the last couple of years as states kind of grapple with the issue of transgender rights and gender-affirming care.
Is there anything going on with the Supreme Court that is anybody in ill health or anything behind the scenes that we should know about?
You know, that stuff's pretty close to the vest. Obviously, we know that some of the justices are getting up there in age. You know, we always kind of hear every year whether or not Clarence Thomas, who is now the longest serving justice, is prepared to retire. I think you may see some of those signals after the election. Sometimes justices kind of want to know who would be in charge of nominating their successor. So that's a name you hear. But again, a lot of these justices, they work their life for this. This is what they do. They really enjoy the work. It is important work. And so that's why it's not uncommon to sometimes see these justices work much later into their careers maybe than a lot of other folks do. So I would be looking, obviously, there. I would maybe see if you get any signals from some of the justices who have just maybe not that old but have been serving a long time, the Chief Justice, some of the others. But again, maybe that stuff flushes out. You start to see those signals maybe a little bit more after the election when it would become clear who the nominator would be for any of these justices' successors.
I would guess that the topic of term limits is something they won't take up for themselves.
There's nothing to take up. they wouldn't really be able to. That is not anything that has actually passed. It's not anything that's actually been written. So unless there were a challenge to something that has actually passed Congress, it would be unlikely for them to take it up. I'm not sure it could happen with just legislation. It might take a constitutional amendment that would kind of then set the issue aside for the Supreme Court. I don't think you're going to see this term the justices have to take up anything that deals with themselves, given that there's nothing really legislatively for anybody to challenge at this point.
Yeah. Code of ethics, anything like that, do you think?
Again, that's up to them. Congress has not passed the code of ethics in the Supreme Court. Yeah. And so I think you've seen the chief sort of put out statements that, you know, they abide by a code of ethics. Perhaps you see that in a more transparent way, but that would be entirely at the discretion of the court. There's nothing for them to really challenge from a legislation standpoint, and it's unlikely that you see any of that legislation move through Congress, certainly before the election, and probably not afterwards, too, given the type of split we expect to see, that this closely divided Congress we expect to see after November.
Tell you what, talk about job security if you get on that court.
Not just that. I mean, any federal judge gets that lifetime appointment.
Oh, yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
Not a bad gig if you can get it.
All right. Thanks for your time and your help this morning, Jared. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 818 on this Monday morning. Yeah, you get a federal judgeship, you're in there forever. Nobody can tell you to go home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Got a busy, busy, busy day planned, Ted.
Yeah, we got one of those nights that you don't see very often. The Chiefs and the Royals both play on the same night in huge situations. We'll start out with football. We got Monday Night Football tonight for the first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs taking on the New Orleans Saints at Arrowhead Stadium, as the Chiefs have won 10 games in a row, including the Super Bowl last year, off to a 4-0 start this season. Chiefs are a 5.5-point game going into this one tonight. Of course, we had our usual Friday morning visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, to preview this game back on Friday. And Mitch talks about the Chiefs, boy, dealing with some frontline guys that are injured just 4 weeks into the season.
Because you're looking at now no Hollywood Brown, Isaiah Pacheco, Rashi Rice. So in essence, if you extrapolate it out, you're trying to replace 2,800 yards and 15 touchdowns. And sometimes you can just take on, you know, the hailstorm is so much, you've got to replace the roof. We're back at 2022 now of trying to invent every possible way, all hands on deck, to try to figure out how to replace those yards and touchdowns. That means everybody you can think of is going to have to be involved. Don't pick any of them on your fantasy team, but take all of them on your reality team. This is testing Andy Reid's ingenuity and his ability, probably his strongest attribute, and that is to handle flashpoints. He's done it every year. I talk about it publicly. I talked about it at the Wichita Rotary that day.
Yeah.
You guys were there. If people don't think about it, but he's amazing at troubleshooting and handling flashpoints, and he's got one now.
Big Monday night game tonight in Arrowhead, the Chiefs and the Saints. Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will have live coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network, pregame at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will kick off at 7:15 tonight for Monday Night Football, and that is on 98.7 FM KNSS. National Westwood One coverage of the game begins at 6:30 this evening, and that is on 1330 AM KNSS. Look at some other football action. Sunday Night Football last night. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Dallas Cowboys went on the road in Pittsburgh, beat the Steelers 20-17. The starting center for the Cowboys is Cooper Beebe, the rookie from Kansas State. He's already starting on the offensive line at center for the Cowboys. How about that in his rookie year? That offensive line only allowed a couple of sacks last night, 109 yards on the ground. Back-to-back wins for the Cowboys, who are undefeated on the road. They're 3-0 on road games this year. They haven't won at home yet. So the Cowboys get the win on the road. How about that? K-State's Cooper Beebe starting center for the Cowboys. All right, let's go over to Major League Baseball tonight. It is game two in the best-of-five playoff series between the Kansas City Royals and the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. They took a day off yesterday. The Yankees won a back-and-forth game one on Saturday night. Cole Ragans is the starting pitcher for the Royals tonight. The Royals and the Yankees, game two in Yankee Stadium. Live coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. First pitch in Yankee Stadium at 6:38 p.m. The Royals and the Yankees, listen live to that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Yesterday, the National League was featured in playoff action in the major leagues. Game two in Los Angeles in Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers hosting the San Diego Padres. And the Padres got things going, down 1-0 in this series. And look who did some early damage. David Peralta from the Wichita Wingnuts.
Runner at third, two out, 2-1. Golf to right center field. Tommy Edmonds going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. David Peralta seizing his chance A two-run home run, and it's 3-0 Padres.
The Padres, we talk about how disciplined they are at the plate. They can hit breaking balls that are in the zone, and that one was in the zone. They have such a simple approach to go gap to gap. Line drives are their theme, and they believe in their process.
But that first career postseason home run for former Wichita Wingnuts outfielder David Peralta. Padres beat the Dodgers 10-2 last night in Dodger Stadium. That series is now tied at one game apiece. That's best of five as well. And a happy birthday today to just an absolute legend. Former Kansas State head football coach Bill Snyder is 85 today.
Wow.
Pretty good when the stadium is named after you and your family. Bill Snyder Family Stadium in Manhattan. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame and just an absolute icon in college football and right here in the state of Kansas. Former K-State coach Bill Snyder, happy birthday. He is 85 today. That's sports with Stephen Tidd.
7:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minutes. Sean says hurricane relief money has been squandered by Democrats. That's on the way with Stephen Tidd in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tadd on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 Monday morning, 55 degrees. Millions of people across the Florida Peninsula are on alert as Hurricane Milton is rapidly intensifying in the Gulf of Mexico while it continues on a path toward the Sunshine State. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We are expecting Milton to be a hurricane as it moves across the state of Florida, bringing the potential for hurricane impacts across interior portions of the state, including risk along the I-4 corridor over to the Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral area. Also the potential for some life-threatening storm surge inundation along the Florida East Coast as well.
Florida Governor DeSantis has already declared a state of emergency for 51 counties. Milton is expected to arrive as many residents are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene. Police say a teen was injured in a drive-by shooting Sunday morning in southwest Wichita. Officers were dispatched to the area of Greenfield and Martinson. A shooting call came from the Jumpstart in the 2700 block of South Seneca. Dispatch told KSN News a shooting victim with potentially critical injuries walked into the store. The victim is a 15-year-old boy who had sustained non-life-threatening injuries and gunshot wounds to his back. The victim was riding a moped with another minor when the shooting occurred. This coming February, local voters will be asked to vote on a $450 million school bond issue. USD 259 officials claim the money will be used for deferred maintenance and will not be a tax increase for local taxpayers. Former Kansas State School Board member Dr. Walt Chappell says that claim is false.
I've followed this issue ever since January because I've seen this movie before. In 2008, they did the same thing where the contractors and architects came together and they said, oh, wouldn't this be wonderful if we spent all this money and your kids will see improvements in their achievement. It's a scare tactic. It's an effort to try to tell the board, oh, if you don't do this, if you don't close these buildings, and by the way, we want to close another 18 for a total of 24 buildings that we've now spent $430 million from 2008 to renovate. So it's like wadding up paper and throwing it in the trash.
Dr. Walt Chappell was a guest Sunday night on the John Whipper Show on KNSS. Former President Donald Trump at a Sunday rally in Wisconsin again repeated a claim of selective aid for storm victims in North Carolina.
Former President Trump spoke to a crowd in Juneau, Wisconsin, and laid out many criticisms about his Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. One statement he's made before centers around the federal response to Hurricane Helene. He again alluded to what he says storm victims are claiming.
The White House is doing nothing. They've abandoned us. And you know, it's largely a Republican area. So some people say they did it for that reason.
The former president also claimed the White House wasn't responding in Georgia. President Biden disputed those claims, as did Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who detailed talking directly to the president. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Pope Francis named 21 new cardinals Sunday.
Those 21 new cardinals significantly increase the size of the College of Cardinals, further cementing the Pope's mark on the group that will eventually elect his successor. The newest cardinals include a man who will be the oldest cardinal, 99-year-old Monsignor Angelo Acerbi, a retired Vatican diplomat once held hostage for 6 weeks in Colombia by leftist guerrillas. The new cardinals all get their red hats on December 8th at a ceremony known as a consistory. It'll be Pope Francis's 10th such ceremony. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Stevens, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 850 now. Three big things.
Three.
Man and woman dead after apparent murder-suicide in East Wichita.
Two.
Today marks 1 year since Hamas invaded Israel. Israel now attacking in Gaza and Lebanon. Still recovering from Helene. Florida braces for Hurricane Milton. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
On the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, traffic volume's getting lighter on the Wichita highways, but we got some road construction that's slowing things down. Daytime road construction. This will be on K96 eastbound between Ridge Road and Tyler. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman, and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Partly sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 52. Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 80 degrees. Now a few clouds, an east wind at 6 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you and your friends to enjoy a perfect day on the patio at the Monarch. Wes Douglas in historic Delano. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And here on a Monday morning, trading's underway on Wall Street. All three indices closed up on Friday, but this morning, everything's starting off on a down note. The Dow is down 116 points. The S&P is down almost 21 points. And the NASDAQ is down more than 92 points.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, anyone can say they work in a great place, but to be a finalist in the Wichita Business Journal's Best Places to Work Awards, employees have to back it up. During the selection process, companies that want to be considered for best places to work agree to have staff members take an independent employee engagement survey conducted by Quantum Workplace. Those scores are tabulated, and the top companies in each category are named finalists. Today, the Wichita Business Journal introduces the 35 companies that are finalists. You can see that list on the WBJ webpage. Champions in each category will be announced at a luncheon on Halloween at the Wichita Marriott.
Arturo Dominguez and Omar Guzman are well familiar with challenges immigrants can face as they try to navigate the American financial system. Guzman is a second-generation American, while Dominguez arrived in the U.S. from Mexico when he was 5. Now, the Equity Bank business development officers are aiming to help families like their own as the bank recently opened a loan processing office in Wichita's North End, a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. The Nomar District location at 112 East 21st is a full-service branch and focuses on business and personal lending. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Birthdays today, recording executive and TV personality Simon Cowell is 65. Of course, he was known in England for... He judged a show over there very similar to America's Got Talent, but he's been a judge on America's Got Talent for, I didn't see how long. I don't know when he started, but.
Well, he did American Idol for many years, yeah. And now he's done quite a long stint on talent.
And do the people still love him and hate him?
I don't think he's probably crude as he was on Idol, playing the villain some of the time.
Yeah.
I think he's generally a little bit softer on AGT.
Well, good for him. National Child Health Day, the day recognizing the care and guidance children need to grow strong and healthy. as if we need a day to be reminded. If you're a parent, you're reminded of it every single day until they're about 28 years old. That's national health. You got to take care of good health for those kids. All right, busy weekend for you, Ted. And we got an interesting sports night coming up tonight.
Yeah, big night tonight.
The Royals in action?
Royals and Chiefs.
Chiefs?
Both in prime time.
Wow. At the same time?
Yeah.
How about that? It's going to be a great evening. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted, coming up to the Glenn Beck program. They're going to talk about the one-year anniversary of the attack by Hamas on Israel. That's coming up on Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news this morning, Florida is bracing for Hurricane Milton. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Again, we're looking for a high today of only 79 degrees. Right now, 55.